Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm excited to be on this morning. What an opportunity to get up and do something for the Lord. I'm telling you, there's nothing else that you need to be doing. There's nothing more important than getting up doing something for the Lord. We do so much for ourselves that we sometimes forget that we're here on a mission. And the mission is to do something for the Lord. So with all that being said, we just want to keep our focus and realize today is such a great day. Today is a new day, a new beginning. Just think about it. Just forget about everything that happened in the past. Because in the realm of the reality, we cannot change anything from the past. But right now, this moment, we have the power to create the new and improved you by simply putting in the right words, which will change your thoughts, which will change your vision, and will move you into a new reality. Now, what slows us up from getting into that new reality fast is because we change our mind. It's the renewing of the mind that will get you there. But you got to renew your mind knowing that it's already done, as opposed to renewing your mind thinking that it might or can be done. I want you to think about that. But I don't want to get too far before we give thanks to God. Father God, this morning we thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to come before the throne in Jesus' name. I thank you for every mother and daughter around the world. I thank you for the assignment that you gave me, an awesome assignment. I love it. I love speaking to mothers and daughters around the world because as I speak to mothers and daughters, I improve. It creates a new and improved Bessie as well as Angie. It gives us something to work with. There's no perfect mother and daughter relationship, but Father God, you're putting us together to do the discoveries, to look at our relationships, and to help each other, to strengthen them when they're weak, because we all get weak, Father. Thank God for Jesus that you give us the knowledge, you give us the wisdom, and most of all, you give us the understanding of what you're asking us to do. But Father God, this morning I'm asking you for the strength to help us in our unbelief. When we get weak and it seems as if we just don't understand, help us. I'm asking for a blessing this morning for every mother and daughter around the world, that their minds be lifted up, their hearts renewed, and their knowledge and wisdom, knowing that you have us, and we're here to do a work according to your will, not our will, your will be done. And I just thank you this morning, Father, what an awesome assignment that you gave me. I love it. And I pray that each mother and daughter that's under the sound of my voice, and the ones that don't even hear me, let the Spirit just go to them and whisper in their ears. This is your assignment. This is why you're here. This is why God created such a beautiful person like you, that they will live in that and become the person that you created them to be. I thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Wow, it is an awesome, awesome opportunity. I tell you, I'm getting excited. The first of the year, I said to myself, you know what, Betsy, you can stay in the same old stuff from last year and the year before, whole pitter for me, somebody done me wrong song, or you can just decide to change. And one day I was driving in my car, and all of a sudden something hit me, and all joy just came into my spirit. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to create a new and improved Bessie. And I got the power to do that. I can create me to be whoever I want to be. I can be evil. I can just be mean to people. I can ignore people. Or I can choose to say, you know what? I want to be loving. I want to be peaceful. I want to be calm and relaxing. I just want to enjoy people. Just look at them.
and explore and wonder what's going on in their mind. Lift them up in your thoughts, in your prayers. Because whatever it looks like in their life, you know God's got something better for each and every last one of us. And some of us are a little bit more enlightened than others. Not that you're any smarter, me, you, no one else. We are not smarter. We just have a little bit more light because maybe we have studied a little more. Maybe we spend more time with God, and maybe we've asked for the wisdom and he's given it to us. Whatever it is, it still doesn't put you above anybody. It's just that we have to send out the energy, love. Everybody that you see, when you see them and it looks like they're down and out, you know God doesn't want them to be there. Send them that energy of love and peace and say, God wants to lift you up. The renewing of the mind will lift you up. It brings you up one step at a time. But I think sometimes what we want to do is that we want to rush. We want to get there to the end real fast. Think about it. When you get to the end, what are you doing? I mean, did you accomplish what you came for? Everything is a process. And so in a process, you add one ingredient at a time. You're baking a cake. You just don't take everything and throw in there at one time and say, boom, I'm done. Put it in the oven. No. You got to do it one step at a time, especially a pound cake. And I'm not even a baker. I just got that from my mother. She was very careful about how she baked that pound cake because you had to put the right amount of butter and the right amount of eggs and sugar, and then something she had to let sit for a moment. And she would say, don't go in the kitchen because, you know, she didn't want that pound cake to drop. Now, that was serious matter right there with my mother. If that pound cake dropped, she was an upset lady. It's just like, need to just throw it out. No, I can't let anybody have this. I cannot, you know, present this to the world because this is not me. Oh, no, let me throw this out. And it was so funny because I'm thinking, you got a pound of butter in there and you got 6 or 12 eggs or whatever she put in that milk. It may look ugly, but it tastes good. So we want to not only look good, we want to taste good too. And when I say taste good, I'm talking about people coming around you and feeling good, being in your presence, you know, just being able to sit back and relax and enjoy. I remember one time we was going on a cruise and we all came to the house and we were just sleeping on the floors and just all kinds of stuff. It was like, I think, 8 ladies in the house. We had the best time. Because the energy was right. Everybody was on one accord. That, to me, has stood out in my mind more than anything else. I'm an only child, so, you know, a lot of times I don't get to get into groups, especially groups hanging out like that. But that was my first time doing it like that, and I'm telling you, I have never forgotten that. We had the best time. The spirit was right. Everybody was looking pretty, and everybody was acting pretty, and it was just a moment to remember. People talk about that moment still. You know, when are we going to get back together? Because it was such a connection. And that's what we need as mothers and daughters. We need to connect to other mothers and daughters. We need to build them up. We need to have these conversations. How are you doing? How are you and your children doing? Is there anything that we can do to help you? That's what I want to see us do this year. I want us to start little groups. How can we help you? You know, even though your relationship with your daughter may not be all that it should be, don't worry about that. Just get out there and help somebody else. And God says, if you seek the kingdom, all other things I will add to you. So when our relationships with our daughters or our mothers are not right, don't worry about it. Pray on it. Leave it to the Lord. But do something. Help another mother and daughter. And when you help, he said, if you plant a seed, it will reproduce at its own time. So if you plant in seeds of good thoughts and positive messages to that mother and daughter, you know, just hang in there. She loves you. I know you love her. Yeah. You know, what can we do? Bring them to the radio program. That's one thing. You know, this is not about me. You know, I think everybody out here should bring another mother and daughter to the radio program. If you care, if you want to plant a seed, bring them to say, pick up your phone, call. Join us. We're just having a conversation. And maybe something might be said from a mother and daughter on the radio program that will enhance you. We've got to reach mothers and daughters around the world in no better way than the Internet. Get on your Facebook. Text them. Please, next Saturday, get on. Listen. People are hurting. And the only healing power that we have, and God is placing it on my heart, is that we have got to get mothers and daughters to the table. We got them. And the table that we have is the Blog Talk Radio and the television that's coming on. We've got to get them to that point. They just don't know we're here. So we are connected to some of the greatest resources. And no, I'm not begging. I'm not pleading. I'm not selling anything. I'm not getting paid. I'm just telling you what the Lord's placing on my heart. I don't care if anybody on here but me and the Lord and Jesus. I already told them we're good, and I'm going to do what you asked me to do because I know y'all with me. And those are the most key people in my life, is that I please God. He asked me to do it. I'm going to sit and do it. I can't worry about numbers. I don't look at numbers. It doesn't matter. But, yes, does it make my heart feel good when I get online and I see the switchboard is lit up? Yes, it does. I'm not going to fool you, and I'm not trying to pretend. Yeah, I like to have somebody talking to me because even though I have the gift of gab, and I think most of you that know me know I do, I can talk for a whole hour. I can just keep talking and keep going. But that's not what it's about. It's not about me. My job is to facilitate. It's about you sharing your stories and the stories that you know about other mothers and daughters and how you see them resolve those issues that will plant a seed in the mind of another mother and daughter, which will sometimes caress the heart of a mother. Mothers are hurting. They're looking at the economy rather than looking at God because we've been trained for so long to look at the dollar bill. But that's okay because we're moving up. We can't condemn us. We all done it. We still do it to some degree. We're still working on it. We're still working to get to that next level. And I'm not disregarding the dollar bill because that's the way the world is. You got to have that dollar bill in order to maneuver on this earth. And God will provide you with all that you need if you focus on what he's asking you to do. And if you're connected to this mother and daughter in your heart and you know that you are, then you have a responsibility just like I have to bring as many mothers and daughters to the table because he would not have connected you to this project if he knew that you didn't have anything to offer. So I say that to say thank you for coming on Saturday morning. Thank you for sharing with other mothers and daughters. I appreciate it. We have more people on the Internet than anything else, but they're there, and I appreciate each and every person for taking time out of their busy schedule to join us on Saturday morning. I know it's not easy because I have to do it. I have to do it. You don't have to do it, but you do it because you love doing it, and I appreciate that. I did all that to say to the newcomers and people that online, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, just in case you're saying, who in the world is this lady and what is she talking about? Yes, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. And an ordained minister to deliver the word that God has placed on my heart. Get on the phones, text, do what you do, and call your friends and tell them, hey, join us. You can call us at 347-539-5078, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Listen. God will tell you something. God will tell you something if you are having issues with your relationships, especially your mother and daughter. I want to thank all of our partners. Just want to say for everybody out there that's listening, if you want to drop me a line, you can go to drbessie1@gmail.com. That's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at gmail.com. And by the way, when you're calling in and dialing the 347-539-5078 number, to the show, you know, click one at any time when you think that you want to talk, and when at the end, what we do is that we I open it up and we have the discussion on the topic. Now, today I had some special guests that I have in my guest room, that are sitting there, and I thank you guys for coming on. We're looking for additional co-hosts for this year so that we can have a wider discussion panel. And some people have said yes. So I'm getting it up so that we can have at least about 10 to 12 co-hosts on Saturday mornings. And that's going to build a strong roundtable. I'll see who's there when I go to the switchboard. But in the meantime, some have texted me back and said, I'm on. So I thank you for being a part of us. And you listen if you like what you hear today and you want to continue and you want to be on as a guest, co-host, then just we'll talk about it later. But what I wanted you to do was come on, sit back, relax, and I've looked a little bit on the switchboard here, and I see a lot of numbers. I don't know which one is which, but the ones that I invited to come on for the day, I want you to click one when you want to talk, okay? Otherwise, I'll just know that you're there. The reason that I'm hesitating, there's one of the young ladies that I asked to come on today. She's clicking and saying, what station? So it's going to be exciting because the momentum is building, you know. Let's see. I just want to text her the number because obviously she doesn't understand that I'm on the air. We're doing what we do. So let me just click that to her. Okay, thank you. I got that email too. All right. So this is exciting. I got people texting me from all over the place. They are on. They are ready. Let's do this. All right. Today our topic is mothers and daughters seeking peace. Now, last week we talked about mothers and daughters seeking peace, and we're going to do it for part two. Remember, I told you it was such a good conversation. We want to continue it. But just before we get into that, I'm going to give me 2 minutes, and I just want to say a couple things. One is that I want you to think about going with us on the cruise, and next year we're leaving out on November 16th. That's on a Sunday, and the 15th, I think it's a Saturday. Just check the calendar, make sure, and we are going to Kurtz and Caicos, the Bahamas, and I think it's one other island that we're going to go to. It's a six-day cruise. We need you to make your deposit of $50 by the 8th. So I will later on, if you want to go, email me at drbessie1, and I'll email you the address. We have a travel agent, that agency that will take care of all of your reservations. Everything is being done through them. We have Janice Paldo and Dorothy Westbrook that is actually the cruise, part of the cruise team. And they would love to have other people work with them that have been on a cruise or that know that can be a part of that team to help the new people. Because of the television show and the radio program and the marketing, we're going to have many, more mothers and daughters than we had. We are anticipating having at least 100 mothers and daughters with us this time. We're starting early enough so that everybody can get their money in, and it is $50 due by the 8th. So if you want to go, try to do that before the price change. If you don't do it by the 8th, then the price may go up $20, okay? All right. It will go up $20. Okay, with that being said, let's go to our topic. And for people that's just coming on, I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host, and our topic is Mothers and Daughters Seeking Peace, Part 2. Now, co-hosts, I just need to say this. Sandra D is on, Cynthia Oliver is on, Janice is, she's a photographer, and Janice has a job this morning. Congratulations, Janice. I mean, she's getting jobs all over the place now. She's out doing a shoot this morning. I don't know if Dorothy is on. Dorothy Westbrook sit in for Janice when she's gone, and we'll keep going from there. Let's see. I'm going to go to the switchboard. Hold 1 second. Okay. We have Yacinda, she's on, and let's see, can't see who else. We have Evangelist
Evangelist Davis is on with us, Cecilia Davis. And forgive me if I don't see the numbers, because if I call you on one number and you're on another number, it gets me confused. But anyway, we'll click one on your dial, and I'll know that you are there. So I'm going to go into the message. I thank you. The switchboard is absolutely popping up as being active this morning. What a good thing. Everybody's ready to go for 2013. Get your pen, relax, a piece of paper, your drink, and let's talk about mothers and daughters finding peace. Now, last year we were talking about hidden secrets, and we went through that thing for the whole year. And this year, you know, I don't ask. God just tells me what you want me to do, and all of a sudden he started talking about peace. He said, I want you to journey down the road of peace, you know, because without peace, nothing else is going to happen. You cannot get your blessings if you're not in peace. And we keep running into what we call begging instead of staying in peace, because when you're in peace, you already know that it's done. But when you're asking God, Lord, what's going on? Where are you coming? Why is this? And da 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 da. And, you know, and I can only imagine, this is just Bessie here speaking, but I can just only imagine God looking at you going, look at that. Did she not hear what I said? I use myself as an example because I am the prime example of begging. Used to be. I don't do it anymore. But I had to go through a lot of lessons to get to that point. He looked at me like, are you serious? Just look at you. The crying, you know, want to make God do something. Why are you not doing it in my time? When I look back at it now, and I'm thinking, how disrespectful that is to God. I repented. I said, Lord, I am so sorry. God simply told me one day, I was having this is the last time I had that fallout pity party. He said, go to bed. I went laid in bed. I'm telling you, before I could put my head on the pillow, I was out. Bam. 3 o'clock, he woke me up. Go to the bathroom and come back and let me talk to you. I don't even deal with you when you into that emotional stuff. That doesn't move me. I've given you all that you need. You just really need to recognize that I've given it to you. When you know that I've given it to you, as they can say, when you know that you know that you know, then and only then will you start experiencing it. But see, I had to get to peace. You're not in peace when you're questioning God and when you're asking God why and you're crying and breaking down like somebody just took your last meal from you. And when you realize how blessed you are, you have roof on your head, you got food to eat, you're driving in a car, and you compare yourself to some of the people that are in foreign countries, you are actually rich. You're rich anyway. But just in your what you think is your common state, right now, you feel like you are missing something. But think about it. Whenever you settle down, something comes to you. If you're worrying about money, it's not going to come to you while you're worried. It's when you just say, oh, well, I just don't know. Okay. That's that. Oof. See. Somebody call you up or somebody just put some money in your hand. It always comes when you get to peace. Because if you're not in peace, you're actually blocking. You're blocking the reality of your good. Because your mind, it's the only thing that can receive what God has for you. That's why he said you have to renew your mind. To renew your mind is that you got to stop saying words that are not true. God said you're healed. But you'll say, oh, I got to go to the doctor because my back hurts and he wants to give me these pills and da da da. As Creflo said this past week, Creflo Dollar, he was saying, and it brought such an enlightenment to me. We do just the opposite of what God asked us to do.
He said, be at peace. My peace I leave with you. He said, you're rich. God has told you all. He's blessed you. It's right there. And we get into doubt. We get into unbelief. He said to love your brother or your sister as you love yourself. Well, thing came up. Maybe you are treating them the way you love yourself. Do you really love yourself? Because you got to love you before you can love someone else truly. You got to forgive you before you can forgive somebody else. All those things will keep you from peace. So when your mother and daughter relationship, if you have any ripple effect in that relationship, you got to calm that down. You got to calm it down, get to peace, in order to hear what God is telling you to do. You're talking to God, but you're not listening to what he's saying because you cannot hear him in the storm of your mind, the turmoil. You beat yourself up. You're saying, why? Calm down, because all of that is not going to change anything. All you're going to do is be upset. You disconnect from your mother, your daughter, and then all of a sudden you're not having a conversation. Why? What purpose does it serve? You want to wait till you're 60 or 70 years old, and then you can't do for yourself? And then you want that child to come and help you? Why? You really never gotten to peace with. You've been at war. We are trained to be at war in this world. But we're in the world, but we're not of the world. What does that mean? You have been ordained. You have been sealed with the stamp of approval. Be at peace. To receive your mother and your daughter at peace. To love them like you love no other. At peace. And this goes into all of your relationships, your husbands, your friends, co-workers, cousins, sisters. We got to get to peace. See, you're already healed. And this is, again, I'm listening to Dr. Preflo. You're already healed, and I thought, wow. And he said, Satan is only coming to steal your healing. And I sat back and I thought about that thing and I said, you know what? He comes to rob, destroy, to steal. What is he stealing? You got to have something. Think about that. You have got to have something that he wants. God said you're already healed. So if anything come up, what you going to say? No, you're not stealing my healing. It's not that you're sick and you want to get healed. See, we turn it around. It's the opposite way. You're already healed. Satan is trying to steal the healing by placing in your mind the thought that you are not healed. So you got to go to the peace of understanding that I already have this, and that's what you're trying to steal. So you already have the money that you need, the houses that you need, the cars that you need, whatever it is that you need on this earth, God said you can have. You seek the kingdom first. So if you have it, why are you asking for it? We have switched this thing around. So with your mother and daughter relationship, you already have the relationship. You don't have to go out there and try to build the relationship. You have it. You are in the relationship. It's like being in the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm is where the peace lies. Nothing can happen to you in the eye of the storm. So just think about the storm all around you. You are a child of God. You are in the eye of the storm. He said, I will bless you and your children. Get that. So no matter what's going on in your mother and daughter relationship, you're still in the eye of the storm. Even if you're a Christian and your daughter's not,
You have authority over that child. I don't care if she's 40 years old, 50 years old. You're the mother. You still have authority. And you, if you're in the eye, your children and your children's children are in the eye. So stop asking for God to bless your mother and daughter relationship, to help me do this with mama. You already have the relationship. Just relax in peace and enjoy the relationship. Now, how are we going to do that? First of all, you got to accept the person for who they are. You got to allow them to explore life and build their relationship with God and not try to tell them how they should do it when they are adults. Now, little kids, yes, you got to mold them and shape them. And if you think back on it, the reason that we're having difficulties with our mothers and daughters and at a later age when the child is in their 20s and 30s and 40s is based on the fact that we allow them to do certain things when they was little. We didn't mold them the way that we should. So we have to take responsibility of the monsters that we created. I don't mean monsters in a negative way, but when you think about it, big and bad, you know, you say, well, I just don't understand. She don't do this, that, and the other. Sometimes, mothers, we have dropped the ball. When we say no, we allow the child to manipulate us, and we'll give in and say, well, okay. The minute you have done that, then what you've done is drop the ball. Now the child knows, oh, I can negotiate here. I have some negotiation skills, and especially when they're falling down in the middle of the floor with a tantrum and they're just passing out in the middle of the store and people are looking at you and you get up, honey, get up, honey. See, no, I'm not getting up. But the child says, I'm not getting up until you tell me yes. Now, when you say yes, I'll get up. And if you notice, even if you didn't allow it to happen with your child, we've all witnessed it. And when that child got that yes, got the confirmation of what she wanted or he, they just picked themselves up, wiped their eyes, and got up and said, okay. It's like nothing ever happened. Now, you continue that at age 2, 3, 4, and 5, and then send them out to the world of school and education and letting people add their stuff to them. When they get 12, 13, and 14, now you want to tweak them. You want to mold them because you've gotten older and wiser, and now you want to change them. Too late. You got a lot of work to do. It can happen, but you got a lot of work to do because now they have to be willing participants in this change that you want to put in operation. The child may say, no, I like it. I like where I was, because they're thinking in their mind, I'm 14, now I'm 15, I'm gonna be out of here soon. So, hey, I've done this for 14 years. I could do whatever for the next 4 years because I'm out of here. Who's in control of who? You've got to get to the peace. You got to get to the peace, and the peace will give you authority. God doesn't have authority over you as long as you are out of order. Because if he works in that arena, then that erases the whole truth as we know it to be from the Bible. Jesus didn't operate outside of peace. He was peace. Everything calm and in order. Calm and in order. So when we talked last week, we talked a little bit about the fact that peace have two elements. And the key elements is relax and calm. You know, peace is the mother. It births what you experience out of life. It birthed whether you're going to be calm. If you're in peace, it's going to produce to you a new baby, relaxation, a new baby, calm, a new baby, forgiveness, a new baby, love. Peace will just keep bringing you new babies. You'll keep growing. But you can only get that out of peace. And as I said last week, you know, sometimes you can just be all twisted in your mind and your thoughts and your words, and just when you just say, and you're walking from the kitchen to the bathroom, in that moment, there's that peace. It's like you wear yourself out and you just can't do nothing else, and you sigh. That's the peace. It's right there at that moment God will speak to you. Something will happen. But never when you way up here into your element of war. And that's a constant fluctuation of words just really making you dizzy. That's war. And that's war within your own mind. Who wants to be at war with themselves? We got enough people out here that we're trying to fight against. You need to find peace within yourself. If you can't find peace within you, you're not going to find peace with nobody else. You're never going to be calm. So let's explore this week what we mean by relaxing. To relax, which is a part of the ingredients that make up peace, is to unwind. It's to calm down. It's to let go. To loosen up and to settle down. You hear all those words? They're relaxing as I spoke to you. I mean, I'm just feeling, every time I say one, it's like my body just went, whew. Oh, yeah, see, you do that. He says, I'm going to unwind. The minute you say you're going to unwind, you feel your body coming down from all the stress, the height that you build up. Now, if you say, I'm going to calm down, you feel your body coming down. But now you let me tell you to calm down, boy, you will go straight from 0 to 60. How dare you tell me to calm down? Most people can't handle it when somebody else say, just calm down. You know, like, what? You telling me calm down? Well, boom, I'm up there. But you can say that and because you're in control of you, and you will calm down. If you say, I'm going to let this go, I'm not carrying this anymore, you'll find that peace. You say, I'm going to loosen up, I'm not going to be all stressed because it's not going to do me any harm, I can't hear the Lord, I can't think, you'll find that peace and to settle down. But then you go to, look at being calm. Being calm, there again, is to be peaceful, to be quiet, and that's the one thing that we don't do a lot of. We want God to hear us, but we don't want to spend the time to hear God. And you can only hear God when you're quiet. That's why sometimes you have to go off by yourself and just listen. You don't even have to talk. Just listen, Lord, I am here, your faithful servant, and I'm just going to sit. I just want to hear what you have to say. You keep doing that, God's going to be like, okay, now she's ready. She's trusting you. She believes me. She wants to hear what I have to say. It takes you into a peaceful mode. And he tells you to be. And that takes composing yourself. That takes taking control of that intro conversation, that ongoing conversation in your head, because it's going to start talking. Your flesh is going to take ownership. It's going to say, no, that's not what I want to do. No. I want to do what I do. And you're going to have to fight. You're talking about a spiritual warfare. You having a spiritual warfare with yourself. Your own mind you're battling. What should I do? Why this ain't working? Da, 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 da. And you got these conversations coming in, trying to enhance you, trying to discourage you. And as the kids used to say, and a lot of people out here, some girl people say, just be cool. Just chill. Relax. And hang out with God. What a great person to hang out with. You know? All right, those are my comments on today. We'll talk about some more next week. But basically, I want to open up because we do have
people with us here this morning, mothers and daughters on the line, that want to at least get the comments on some of the things that they've heard. And let's see who we have here. Click one if you want to make a comment and talk to us. All right, well, I'm assuming you don't want to talk. Let's see who we have here. Good morning. Hello? We're not going to do this song and dance today. Let's see. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much.
Good.
Great conversation. Thank you, and Happy New Year. It's the first time I've been on this year. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on. It's always awesome to be co-hosting this show with you. You always bring such insight that people really do need in order to live this thing called life without all of the fears and anxieties of the world. And as a matter of fact, it is those two very things that steal our peace. God says, be anxious for nothing. And he also says, fear not, only believe. And when we allow unbelief to come in, that's when we're tended to be frustrated. And frustration is what really steals your peace.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. That it will rob you. Woo! You look back and you're mad Jones.
yes. And then we send mixed messages. Mother sends mixed messages to the daughters, and we send mixed messages to God when we allow ourselves to get in unbelief. Are you going to trust me or you're not? It's really that simple. It's simple, but it's not, because it's not easy to do what you want to do. You want to stay in peace. But you know that enemy, man, he comes to steal, as you said. And so you know, you walk out of church, you in peace. By the time you get home, you in a frantic.
By the time you get to the car, somebody come around the corner and speeding around the corner, and then they look at you, and you said, and you just came out of church. You'd be like, Lord, I was shouting up in there, having such a good time. The enemy came around, and somebody said something to you, hurt your feelings. You walk out of church. Down all evening.
Yes.
Stole it. Bam. Just like that. But see, the key is you got to say, no, you will not steal my joy. And you got to replace that, because he's going to laugh at you if you receive it. See, it only happens if you receive it. You got to learn not to receive it.
Exactly. And that is key. That is key. Learning to come back with the word of God whenever he tries his nonsense. You've got to replace it. It's not enough to just say no. You've got to put the word of God on that thing, because that is what brings that peace back to you.
Right. All right. Thank you very much for your comments this morning.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Same to you. Love you.
Love you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, okay. Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great.
Wonderful.
What's up with peace with you this morning?
Well, interesting topic, and one of the things I feel about peace is if you don't trust God, you will not have that peace, because if you're worrying, it's just meditating, and it's meditating on the negative. And if you can't put your trust in God, God says, bring all your care to him. And if you can't bring your care, your concern, and take your burdens and leave them there, then you're not going to be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, we tend to really meditate on things that we cannot control. Why not take it to God? What you got to lose? And
mm-hmm.
I had to do that when my daughter moved out last year. And it was like, you know, it took a lot out of me, because I was so used to her. I had her with me all her life. And the devil kept putting things in my head. What if somebody's bothering her? What if she's unhappy? What is this? What is that? And what is this? So I had to readjust all that thinking into something positive. God's got her. God's taking care of her. I'm praying for her. I know he's got her. She's going to be okay. And evaluate the situation. And if I see something that needs to be corrected, you know, pray about that as well. Say, God, you know, help me to make the right adjustment for her. And that is what brought me peace. Because before that, I was worrying, and I hope she's okay. Why am I worrying? You know, let me take this care over to God, and let me leave it in his hand. Let me trust him. And that's what I had to do. You just don't really meditate on negative stuff, because not only that, it's bad for your health.
Right.
Bad for your health. Hey, take your blood pressure up, you know, and you're just making it worse. Why not take it to God and leave it there?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's true. Why not? Because nobody else can fix it but him. That's
right.
The bottom line. No matter what you think you can do, you can't do nothing. But that's where you're going to find the peace, because he is the peace. He is the love. And I can only imagine what you're saying. It just really went through my spirit, because I recognize the situation, and I can only imagine, you know, a baby that you carried for 9 months and have had that baby with you all during the years, and she is a young lady, and then all of a sudden she's not right there at your hand. I'm sure you went through some thoughts
right.
and challenges, and that took a lot of faith and really having to trust God and believe God, you know. And when you think about it, and the bottom line is God made her, Ellis, like he made you. And you look back at the past and you say, what? He's always kept her. You know what I'm saying? Even when she was little, he kept her. So, you know, those are the words that help us fight the enemy's words of fear. No. No, I don't receive that. God said it, I believe it. God said it, I believe it. He got her. And that's what will keep you going. Thank you for sharing that this morning. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about this morning. If God said it, he is going to do it. We have got to hold on to our faith and believe. No, you may not see it right at the moment, but just hold on. I mean, why stop? Because it could be right around the corner. It's like when you're talking about peace and a place to be, and I lost my train of thought because, see, you tried to do something in my mind. But, you know, it's all about staying focused on what you say and what you believe according to the Word of God. If God said it, that's it. Just believe it. You know he created you. You know that he has a plan for you. And you know that. You know you didn't just go, and you're here. So if somebody created you, there's a reason for this. There is a reason to trust the Creator, because he created you. You belong to him. He just gives you privileges to make a choice, because he's not an unloving God. So back to peace. Let's see what we have here on the line. Good morning. How are you? Hello? We have 1291. Are you there? Okay. Well, they have the line on. Let's see. Here we go. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Evangelist Davis. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Dr. Bessie. It's a pleasure to be here, and I would like to say Happy New Year's to everybody. This is my first time on this year, and I enjoy the topic today. I'm speaking peace, part two. Unfortunately, I didn't hear part one, but I will go back on the internet and listen to part one. But I wanted to say peace is so important, and Satan, if you don't be careful, will steal your peace. And there's three things that we always have to use and have, and that's the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of Jesus. to overcome Satan. And John 1:4 says, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome Satan. And that's what we just have to believe, say it in Jesus' name, plead the blood, and use the word. And I am so happy to be part of the program today. And listen, it just helped me, and it's just enlightened me so much. And you know, and I know, that it took a lot. Satan is so strong, but we just have to be more powerful, more power than Satan, and we just have to believe and have the faith. And Matthew 17:20 say, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, I mean, you don't have to have all this great faith that everybody believes. You will can say to a mountain, move, and that mountain will be moved. You just have to stay up in prayer and try not to let, you know, Satan come in. And we just have to not give Satan power and just believe in God and use his word. And that's what I would like to say today. And just thank you for inviting me. Thank you for letting me share. And thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. The word that you spoke, if anybody else out there got it like I got it, man, I felt the Holy Spirit through those words. Thank you for giving us the word. You know, that's why God had, Jesus had 12 disciples, because they were all different, and they all came with a different word, but they all added. And so I appreciate that, because that was healing to my soul. You didn't only just tell us, you showed us what God said about it, and that's what we have to do. You know, sometimes people say to me, why don't you quote the Bible? I said, well, no, God didn't tell me to bring in a Bible study. That's why I have ministers and I have you guys out there to help elevate, because my thing is to bring the word to everybody. And you all to fill in, you know, God to tell you what to say. And that makes us all one big team. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I appreciate you, and I thank you for accepting the fact that you're going to be one of our co-hosts. You know, we are growing in the Lord, and you have so much to add. I just love you for it. And Satan is a liar. And I think Cynthia will contest to that, because I don't care what happens. Cynthia to say, Satan is a liar. So... Satan is a liar, and he can't get past God's children. All we have to do is get to the peace, and when we get to the peace, then the manifestation comes, and he cannot win. God said, we have the victory. Am I
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We got the victory, you know what I'm saying? I love you. I appreciate you coming on this morning. I appreciate you sharing the word, and we look forward to next week. You know, the topics, I want to meet with my co-host. I'm going to try to call everybody, and we're going to talk about next week's show. And then we're going to take it to another level this year. We're going to definitely, you know, we're going to line it up. They got a new program here on the switchboard, new things that we can do. And we're just going to advance. We're going to put some music on. We're going to do all kinds of things. So, but we're definitely going to talk about being around that round table. I want it to be so we can kind of interact a little bit more spontaneously. And I haven't gotten that down pat yet. So we're going to work on some things. But thank God for you. I love you. And thank you, and, you know, Happy New Year's to you, too.
Thank you.
And family, all right?
You too.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, thank God. God is so awesome. If we just relax, God will do what he said he's going to do. If we trust him, he's going to do what he say. We just got to do what we say we're going to do. That's the hardest part. It's not God not doing. It's the fact that we need to do our part. And you have a part, because if you didn't have a part, he wouldn't say, choose life, choose death. You know, he's telling you, I'm giving you the opportunity to choose me. You can choose me if you want, because he is life, or you can choose death, which is Satan. He's going to love you either way. He said, I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. So even if you house with Satan at the end of the earth, I will be there with you, because I created you. And that's the attitude we have to take with our mothers and daughters. You know, you are my baby. I'm your mother. I have authority over you, and I will be with you to the ends of the earth. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to love you anyway. You can't stop me from loving you. And if you send enough love out to that daughter or out to that mother, just keep sending love and peace every day. Just make it a ritual. I'm telling you, I did this.
I went through a terrible divorce. And I was so wanting to be in anger, and God wouldn't allow me, but I was trying, and God saying no, and I was, like, trying not to. But every once in a while, that conversation would come up, and I'd want to hate. I wanted to hate. Oh, my goodness, I wanted to hate because I felt I was wrong. I was done wrong. I wanted to blame. And God had, until you get past that, you're going nowhere fast. He made me study. 3 years, no television, nothing, just shut me down, me and him. And the moment I said, you know what, I bless you, I said love to you, and I would stick my hands out as if I'm pointing it to the person. And I said, I bless you, I love you, I appreciate you, and I pray that you achieve all that God has sent you here to achieve, in Jesus' name. And I would do that every morning, and if anything came up, that came up, saw the negative, I would say those words. Even if I'm driving, if something came up about them, I would say those words. And I kept doing that, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't even think about anything negative about the person. It was like, wow, because that's God's child too. See, we have to realize, that's God's child too. How dare you hate my child? I don't hate you. You are my servant. And you going to hate another child that I created? How dare you? Who gives you the power to do that? If I don't hate them, why should you? Think about that. Mothers and daughters, when you're out here, we got to think, if God is not doing it, then we shouldn't do it. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Dr. Betsy?
I'm doing great. Thank you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for welcoming me. I've had a blast. It was such an awesome and powerful word. And I think it's still true what the Bible says, when two or more are gathered in his name, he is there, and he was surely here today. And I had such a blast, and I just want to thank you for inviting me on the show. Everything that you spoke about, peace, it was just a confirmation of what God has been trying to do in our lives. And I've just been trying to renew my mind daily about peace, and just leaving all the worries onto God, and just bringing us back, you know, when we were little kids, how we just relied on our parents for everything. And that's how we have to be with God and not allow the enemy. You know, the enemy only has the power when you give it to him. You know, one thing that I always renew my mind is that the devil has no power over me at all, because I am saved and I am a follower of Christ. And if I serve a God who is the highest of highest and has all the power in the world, then there's nothing that the enemy can do to overcome my blessing, to overcome my faith or my peace. He only has the power when we give it to him. You know,
right.
And that's what one of the sisters was saying on the radio show, and I agree completely with her, that, you know, he's so sick and he's so nasty, and the things that he wants to do, and, you know, in families and our relationships with mothers and daughters, he just wants to come and purify what God has purified already. You know, and everything
right.
You said, that we already have the relationship, it's already blessed. You know, the enemy just wants, you know, for us to believe that it's not, you know, so we won't be it. So it was awesome. I had a blast, and I look forward to getting my mom and everybody I know, my aunts, everybody on the radio show, so we can just have fun and, you know, just keep learning and growing with God. Because, you know, sometimes us as Christians, no matter how long we've been, sometimes we think we know too much for our own good, you know, and sometimes you hear the same scriptures, but you always get something new from it every single day, because it's living, it's alive, you know, God's word is alive. So that's why we always get a new revelation every single time when we hear the word of God. So I agree with everyone that was on the show. Everything that they said was awesome, and I'm just thankful that I was able to receive the word of God and allow my spirit to grow spiritually.
Well, I thank you, too, and I look forward to you co-hosting with us. I mean, you bring that young innocent, you know, you'll be able to address those young ladies that are in their 20s, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and I'm happy, you know,
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, and I was saying, and I'm happy that I'm able to be a part of this, because now that I'm a mother, I see from both sides, you know, how it is. I'm no longer just a teen, you know, being rebellious. I'm like, oh, man, I'm a mother now, so I'm going to have to go through this with my daughter, so I better learn and do something right.
Right.
So I
learn,
and I appreciate my mom.
We have you as a young mother and a daughter, what, 2 months old? Man, you're going to be on it. You're going to be on it. You're the one that we're raising up, this new generation, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
So I know you're going to have them at the table. That's what you do. You're going to bring them, and we're going to have an exciting time. This is an exciting year for mothers and daughters and the radio. The radio is being lifted up. All right, guys, this is it for this week. Thank you very much for coming on. Thank you for agreeing to be the co-host. I love you.
No problem.
And,
I love you, too.
Thank you. I'll call all of my co-hosts this week. All righty. Thank God for you guys. It was a good show, an awesome show. See, this thing is supposed to move without me. So I'm getting you guys ready because this year I'm going to be gone here, there, and the other. It's going to be enough people on here to keep this thing going. All right. I love you. Be at peace. And be blessed. Bye-bye.